God of heaven and earth, we are so grateful for your goodness and for all the good things that you give. In your grace, in your glory, you have given us sun and earth and wind and rain, water, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness. And from the moment of our birth, you've filled ourselves with what we need. You created us for a purpose and for so much goodness, to bring so much goodness to our people, to the people of the world. And we have been hurt. We have been wounded. We have been abused. We have been traumatized. We didn't know it, but our automatic brain focused on the pain more than it focused on your goodness. And we didn't know it, but focusing on pain and trauma made us focus on it more and more and more. And all we were seeing was pain and trauma instead of your goodness. We didn't know that the brain works that way. And we've become confused about who we are supposed to be and how we're supposed to act because we focused on the wrong things. And that has led us to put up a wall, to push people away, to defend ourselves, to be triggered into emotions that do not benefit. And this was us turning away, but we didn't know because we thought we were protecting ourselves. And in protecting ourselves, we have driven a wall between us and you, between us and our family, between us and our community, and between us and the people of the world. As we understand how you created our very cells and our brain and our body, we see that we cannot use these memories of pain and trauma and hurt. We cannot use them automatically for good, because we're driven to use them to defend ourselves and protect ourselves. And that separates us from who we were created to be. And that is not our job. That is not our purpose. And we have lost our passion because our focus was on that which wasn't meant to be in the first place. Forgive us, allow us to forgive ourselves for holding on to things that have been repeated and reused on ourselves and on others to make a point, to show judgment, to be critical, condemning. And we have taken all the goodness out of the blessings and the gifts. That which we focus on has been growing, and it has been negative, hurtful, condemning. It has been judgment. And when you said, do not judge, for you will be judged, we didn't know that that which is judgment in our own mind is us being judged. For when we are constantly judging others and even ourselves, the judgment in our being is creating chaos and havoc. And you are not a God of chaos and havoc. You are not a God of chaos. Ourselves organize in beautiful patterns, in beautiful, in a beautiful creation when we are concentrating on love, peace, goodness, kindness. Those are what you have created us for. In the creation of peace, love, joy, we get back to who we were created to be. Our very cell is created for beauty, tenderness, kindness. In all our ways, we have lost the path in our mind, the path that we are in control of, to think on what is peaceful and good and loving. We just didn't know that when things happen in our life that create pain, that we automatically focus on it. And we need to guard our heart and mind with only goodness, because out of goodness comes good. Out of goodness comes beauty. Out of goodness comes love. Out of goodness comes life. We are a dying nation because we've focused on what isn't good. We've allowed the pain to create in us what isn't good. Our very cells cry out in chaos and pain and hurt and agony. And that is because we didn't know that our brain would focus on bad things that have happened to us automatically. We didn't know that we have to change our thinking. We have to change our thinking by not allowing anything bad and only thinking on pure, loving goodness. Oh, we raise our arms up to the greatness of the creation you've made us to be. For in breathing your goodness and releasing all pain, anger, hate, hurt, releasing all memories that drive us to think on anything other than what is good and healthy and beneficial, we become like you. And we can radiate goodness, love, peace. And we radiate life. We radiate health. And our cells line up like the good soldiers that they are. They line up to what we're thinking about. And we didn't know that we were automatically thinking about that which is not beneficial. And that which isn't beneficial to us is never beneficial to our family, our community, and our world. Grace has already come, and we accept it. And we forgive 77 times a day. And we bring peace when there is all judgment, and we bring calm when there is condemn, and we bring love when there is hate. Because we now know every cell in our body lines up to our thoughts. We are transformed. And we are changed and we become healthy. And we are health and we are peace and we are love and we are wanted. Because you've chose us. How vital is this? To ourselves, to create ourselves in a beautiful pattern, to create the water within us into gorgeous, lovely, intricate patterns of beauty. And this is what we've been created for. And we are grateful. So grateful to be created in such a way that we can control. And we now know we can control our own health. We can control if we love or hate. We can control if we are angry or kind. Because our memories create the triggers, and our memories create whether we are in pain or joy or love or peace. And our memories create whether we judge or forgive. So the simple way we've been created is to forgive instantly, to change anything that isn't forgiven into that which is loving and kind and good. And health follows. Health follows beautiful patterns. Disease follows chaotic patterns. And in anger and hate and hurt and pain and memories that drive us, drive ourselves into chaos, we have become sick. And the opposite is so true and so filled with goodness. You created us for goodness. You created us for love. You created us for health. And when our memories are full of love and peace and health and gifts and joy, our cells line up with health, just like the good little soldiers they are. They automatically follow creation and who you created us to be. In love, we are healthy. In joy, we are healthy. In peace, we are healthy. And we sing the praises of you creating us with so much power over our own thoughts. Love. Love heals. We love. We are in peace. We are so grateful for this gift. In all things, I can give thanks because I have the power to change what is no longer true into that which is true. I have the power to change what I think might happened in my past, what I believe has happened to me, to create who I am today. I have the power to transform that because my thoughts can change as I demand them to. You've created me to control my thoughts, and my feelings are transformed by my thinking. This is renewal of my mind. This is my mind renewing itself from what was just a few seconds ago to what was 20 years ago and is no longer. I renew myself this second. Every second I have a focus on something that is not happening right now, what is not happening in love, which is not happening in peace. Every second I have something that is not lining up with love and the fact that love creates beautiful, harmonic, and peaceful patterns. Then I'm not lining up with truth. Anything past or future is not my concern. Is not my focus. And how much better can I stay in good thinking, in positive feelings, in beneficial ways when I allow the past to be filled with love and peace, and when I allow my future to be filled with love and peace? How my body lines up in the present to be who I was created to be. I'm created for such a time as this. This moment fills me, lines up my chemistry. To guard my mind against anything that is not loving and good and beneficial and healthy. And when I guard my mind, my body and my cells line up like the good little soldiers they are. They follow my thinking. Like the good little soldiers they are. They only do what they're told to do as God created them. O God of heaven and earth, as I realize the power of creating us for love, I realize it was not some far off have love feeling, but a command. Because it creates the path for ourselves. Wow. And your great desire is for us to be in health. Not because we are miserable, loving people that are unlovable. Not because we're so unhappy in our relationships and in our family, but we must love anyways, but because love, real love, forgives and is in peace and kindness always. There is no love where there is chaos. There is no goodness where there is hate. There is no health where there is pain. This is not some stick through it and love. This is a commandment to love. Because anything else does not line up with who we're created to be, and our body cries out in pain. And frankly, we are no good when we're in pain. We are no benefit to ourselves. We're no benefit to our family. We're no benefit to our community. We're no benefit to our world. Because the chaos that pain creates is chaotic. It is just that. It cannot be a beautiful, intricate, lovely cell in chaos. It is the opposite. Of beautiful, loving, kind, gentle. We breathe in with beauty, breathe out the chaos. Breathe in the peace. Breathe out the pain. Breathe in the love and breathe out the hate, because this moment is all you've been created for. Love will overcome any pain, any hurt, any abuse, any trauma. And the way it does it is because your cells line up to the way God created you to be. He created you to be loving. He didn't create for you to have pain and hurt and anger and abuse and trauma. That happened to you. You weren't created for that. And when it happened, what you were created to do is to consciously forgive, consciously change it to what is loving. Because when we change the past in our life to what is loving, then the cells in our body lined up like the little good soldiers that they are. And they line up and they say, when you love, we are organized, we are beautiful, we are intricate, we are a pattern. And we are following God. Anything that isn't following God is in chaos. It creates a chaotic pattern. It creates pain. It creates sickness. It creates disease. Why are we drawn to beauty? Why are we drawn to organized detail? Why are we drawn to intricate symmetrical? Patterns, because that is how our cells are. When they are loved, when they are holding love, when they are in love, which is beautiful, holy, pure. And kind. And now we realize we have power over our own thinking. And we choose our thinking. Oh, how we want to have people feel sorry for us. Oh, how we want to have pain. Oh, how we want to show the evil of the world, the hurt, the trauma, the abuse, so that we can be okay being who we are. Being cruel, being mean, being hurtful, shoving away, driving wedges. But when we choose the path of the least followed, we choose the path of love and forgiveness and joy. Then and only then are we being who we've been, what we've been created for by our master. The master's hand is on us. When we're created, when we are doing what we've been created for, when we are who we've been created for, when we are what we've been created for. Friends, we must, in every moment that we breathe, choose love. When that voice pops up in my head and says, "There you go again. See, you can't. See, you don't. See, you won't." When that voice pops up, that chaotic, painful voice that proves something from my past that I'm not who I've been created to be, I'm going to choose love. Find out, where does that voice come from? When did I hear that voice first? What made me believe that about myself when that is not what my God believes about me? And when I go into that feeling where I feel sorry for myself and I feel so sad for the things that have happened in my life and I feel woe is me, I'm going to ask, where did that feeling come from? When did it start? How do I know that it happened? And is it true right now? And I will deny it. And I will choose to be in love. I'll choose to give love to myself in that moment when I needed it in the past so that it no longer is reused on me. And my cells can line up with truth of who I've been created to be. And they can be in peace. My brain can soak in peace, and my cells and my thoughts and my body will follow in health. Health is a beautiful, intricate, organized pattern in our cell. And when I see evil and pain and hurt, when I see it, I will go back and ask, when have I seen that before? What did I believe about it when I saw that? And I will give it love. I will give it love, and it will change, and that love will be brought into my present, and I will react differently, because when my cells are lining up like the good little soldiers they are to my thoughts, which are loving, then I will be in health. I will be creating health. I will be lining up health on those cells in my body. And in this healthy, loving state, I will impact my body. I will impact my family, I will impact my community, and I will impact my world. Because love is greater when I am in love. It changes all chaos. It changes all pain. It changes all hurt into a beautiful, intricate pattern. And this is where I stand in all diligence to my mind. I stand in this diligence to my mind because God created me for something greater than the pain, the hurt, the trauma, the abuse of my past. There is only good that can come of love. And love can produce only good. So choose it. I choose it. My manifesto to keep my body and brain in peace is to love in every memory, every story, every feeling that is no longer happening in my life and that has never happened in my life. In this moment, I create health. And it is so.